This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A Rio Del man wanted on felony warrants arrested Tuesday after trying to shoplift from a Eureka business. At about 1:17 in the morning, sheriff's deputies dispatched to a business on the 2500 block of Harris Avenue, a report of a theft that had just happened. Upon arrival, they detained three suspects, among them 32-year-old Garrett Wilson, who gave deputies a false name and ID. Upon further investigation, though, deputies discovered Wilson's true identity. He was found to have two felony warrants for burglary and possession of a controlled substance for sales. He was arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Jail. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office now offering a new way to apply for concealed carry weapons permits. Interested applicants can now submit the CCW application online and pay the required deposit with a credit card. The fully automated system allows applicants to schedule their required appointment with a CCW representative online during the application process. Applicants can also sign up for notification updates on their application status via the communication method they prefer. The online application portal is available for both first and renewal applicants. Paper applications are still available at the Sheriff's Office main station. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office says a husband and wife made a pact to take their own lives. Authorities got a report of two elderly persons found dead inside a vehicle, the 24,000 block of Highway 20 in Fort Bragg. Deputies later identified the couple as Wolfgang and Linda Bear, husband and wife. Deputies confirmed that both were deceased from gunshot wounds. They apparently had medical and legal problems and had forwarded a letter to a relative prior to coming to Mendocino County. An autopsy being conducted today on a body discovered in a burned structure in the Orleans area last week. On March 1st at about 7 p.m., sheriff's deputies and volunteer fire crews dispatched to a residence on 10 Eichmine Road near Soames Bar for the report of a fire. Upon arrival, crews found the structure fully engulfed in flames and began fire suppression efforts. A body later discovered inside the residence. They're working to positively identify the body at this point. The Redwood Memorial Foundation announcing that the window to apply for its annual scholarships open on March 5th every year. The Redwood Memorial Foundation awards scholarships to Redwood Memorial Hospital caregivers, high school seniors, and community members in the Eel River Valley, Van Dusen River Valley, and Southern Humboldt County. Scholarship packets are available from local high school and college offices or online by going to stjoehumboldt.org. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.